Starting always sitting on your mat. It's a good place to begin. Close your eyes. And just sitting steady and in stillness allows you to let go of the external world and slowly draw your awareness to the internal. Because it's the internal that you're working with and not the external. And it's a very gradual process of letting go. And you can start by becoming aware of the sounds, the temperature, the movement of air around you. Become aware of the space around you. Then become aware of being in that space. These are all very natural awareness practices that you can't do wrong. However you are doing it is right for you and okay. Now gradually let go of the space around you and become aware of self, your physical self, your body, breath moving gently in and out of body, and then your mental self, your mental state of being. Breath is the tool for the present moment. It's your anchor. So become aware of the feeling of breath as it moves at the tip of the nose, in and then out. And if at any stage you get distracted in the practice and you catch yourself in that moment of distraction, draw yourself back to the present moment by becoming aware of your breath again. Breath can only exist now, not past, not future, only now. Open your eyes, let's begin the practice. Lie down on your back. You can take feet out to the edges of the mat. Allow toes to release and relax out sidewards. Arms alongside of your body. Allow your arms to roll out sidewards. Palms facing up if that's comfortable. Or down if that's comfortable. Close your eyes again. Wiggle your body a little, allowing your body to settle into the earth. See if you can mentally relax every muscle of your body. Or see if you can mentally relax as many or as much of your body as you possibly can. And I'm sure there'll be some parts of your body that carry stiffness, for example. Now see if you can relax your breath as well by breathing perfectly naturally without any effort. Now check in with your mind and see if your mind is relaxing in line with the relaxed feeling of your breath and the relaxed feeling of your body. Is your mind becoming a little more calm, a little more open? Letting go of all the tension, the worry, the concern that we carry. And this, in a nutshell, is the practice of yoga, which we take forward now and move deeper. Open your eyes. Draw both knees towards the chest, wrapping your arms around your knees. You can take a gentle roll side to side. You can even rock up and rock down a little. And then find yourself steadiness on your back. Try and flatten your length of your spine to the floor from your sit bone all the way to the top of your head. Keep squeezing knees into the chest and then extend the left leg to the floor. Keep squeezing right knee into the chest. Squeeze it a little deeper into the chest. Keep your spine flat to the floor. This is the Pawan Muktasana series of yoga, stimulating our metabolic function and encouraging our excretory function. Rock a little and then release, swap around, squeeze the left knee into the chest, extending the right leg to the floor. And metabolism is very important because this is what keeps us moving, keeps us engaged with life. Squeeze a little deeper and a little deeper and then release. Now squeeze both knees into the chest again. This time you're going to separate your knees a little apart so the hips start to open. Reach for the feet, take hold of the feet and lift the feet over your torso. Now pull quite firmly down on the feet, pulling your knees towards your armpits, and try and keep your spine, especially your lower back, flat to the floor. You can start to bring some movement into your practice, rocking right, rocking left, rocking left, rocking right, and then find stillness again. Take a slightly firmer grip with the feet. Pull the knees towards the armpits, opening the hips a little more, and then release. You're going to keep the knees bent, shuffle your feet towards your buttocks. Allow your knees to release out sideways, pressing the soles of your feet together, opening the hips in a different way this time, maybe a little more. If this is uncomfortable for you, if there's a little too much pressure in your hips, you can take your hands, make a fist with either hand, and then just wedge your fists underneath your thighs. And then release. Bring your knees together, separate feet a little apart, press your feet down, inhale, breath, lift hips, lower back and middle back. Upper back to away from the floor. You can bend your elbows and wrap your hands around your hips, creating a supported bridge and hold, opening across the front of your body now. Opening into the thighs at the front of your hips, the front of your belly and even your chest. Press into the feet. Maybe you want to lift the heels off the floor, lift your hips a little higher. Squeeze your elbows underneath your torso, so that you lift your hips higher with your hands and hold. Moving a little deeper now. Try and release your heels to the floor. See if you can hold that even deeper. Pressing feet firmly down. Inhale, breath. See if you can lift your hips just a little higher. Maybe 1, 2, 3 centimeters. Release your hands and lower down. Squeeze knees to the chest. Squeeze or lift your forehead up to your knees, creating a very tight little ball. Really tight little ball. Create a lot of tension inside of your body, even more tension, and then release and relax back down to the floor. Rock up to sit. You're going to extend your legs forward. Sit on a block if you need to help tilt your hips forward. Flex your ankles. And then crawl your fingers forward either side of your legs, creating a seated forward fold. Folding forward over straight legs and hold. Close your eyes. Feel or become aware of where you're feeling the tension in the back of your body. The question that you need to ask yourself with awareness is, do I feel this in my calves? Yes, no. Do I feel this in my hamstrings? Yes, no. Buttocks? Lower back? Middle back, upper back? Yeah. I've mentioned six places. If you're feeling it in six out of six places, you're doing this correctly. If you're feeling this in anything less than three out of the six places, we need to move deeper. So bend your knees slightly. Take hold of your feet. Bend your knees just sufficiently so that you can pull your belly onto your thighs, pull your chest onto your knees quite firmly. You should be feeling it in buttocks, low back, middle back, upper back now. That's four out of the six places. Yeah. This is fairly easy to do. Now start to extend your legs until you feel it in the back of your hamstrings and the back of your calves as well. Keep a firm bind with your feet in this exercise. Don't let go of your feet. The object of this exercise is to create tension in the back of your body, the entire back of your body. Move a little deeper. Pull a little firmer. Belly to thighs, chest towards the knees. Take elbows a little out to the sides. And now release. Shake your legs out. Shake your arms out. Shoulders out too. Draw knees to the chest. Systematically moving deeper now. Press the feet to the floor. Wrap left arm around the knees. Press your right hand behind the back. Give yourself a spinal twist to your right hand side. Using your left arm to create tension for your twist from your sit bone all the way to the top of your head. Your gaze is level, not up, not down. Your gaze is perfectly level, backwards to the back of your mat across your right shoulder. So you're twisting your neck as well, mobilizing neck. Turn to the front, repeat this same process to your left-hand side, wrapping right arm around the knees, pressing the left hand to the floor behind your back. The right arm, knee connection, creates tension for the twist. The left arm creates length for the twist. Now you should be firmly gripping both knees so that the knees don't slip one over the other. Because if the knees slip one over the other, you're compromising the twist. Turn to face the front. Warming up and mobilizing chest and shoulders. Now lean back into your hands. Hands are shoulder width apart. Point your fingers to face forward. Separate feet hip width apart. Squeeze your chin to your chest. Press your hands, your feet down. Lift your hips up to an inverted tabletop, releasing head backwards, and hold your inverted tabletop firm and steady. Maybe you want to look forward to the knees. If you can see your knees, well then press firmly into the feet, lifting hips above the knees until the view of your knees disappear. Then release the head backwards and hold. Yes, quite a lot of effort that goes into an inverted tabletop. Inhale breath, look forward again. Exhale breath, release down. Balancing on your buttocks, extend your arms forward. Palms face each other, thumbs face up. Start to lean your torso backwards. You need to start engaging your abdominal muscles. Don't collapse your belly. You need to lift your belly upwards. Don't collapse your chest. Lift your chest upwards, but lean backwards. Now float your legs away from the floor. Press your legs together quite firmly. As you press your legs together quite firmly, your abdominals engage. Boat posture and hold. Keep your gaze towards your toes. A firm gaze towards your toes. Try now to use your breath to find steadiness. There's no rocking and rolling in boat. It's just like a boat on stormy seas. You're trying to steady the boat. The stormy seas are your internal world. Always scattered. Your mind needs to concentrate now to overcome that scatteredness. Using a steady body, steady breath. Take an inhale breath. And exhale breath, lie down. Squeeze knees to the chest. Rock and roll. Rock up to sit. Cross your ankles. Step back to plank pose as you inhale. Hold a steady plank pose now. Start to lift your hips up. Inhale breath. Lift your hips as high as possible. As you exhale, push your chest towards your knees and thighs, releasing heels towards the floor, downward facing dog, and hold downward facing dog. Letting head just hang, taking gaze to the toes. Starting to bring some movement into the practice, awakening to the world. Inhale breath, plank pose. Shift your weight forward. Shoulders are over the wrists. Exhale breath, float the knees down to the floor. Shift weight forward, bend elbows backwards, float chest, chin down to the floor. Now, sliding the body forward, inhale breath, ground the hips, lift head, chest to cobra pose. Exhale breath, tuck your toes, push your buttocks to the heels. Now lift hips, straightening legs, downward facing dog. Look forward to your hands. Inhale breath, step your right foot forward into a low lunge. Lower the left knee down to the floor. Inhale breath, lift your torso, reach arms upwards, look up. Exhale breath, press your hands to the front of the mat, tuck your left toe, step the right foot back and push back downward facing dog. Let the head just hang, gaze to the toes. Inhale, plank pose. Exhale, float knees down to the floor. Float chest, chin down toward the floor, bending elbows backwards. Inhale, breath to low cobra. Ground hips, point toes backwards. Lift head, chest upwards. Exhale, breath, tuck toes. Push your buttocks firmly to the heels, then lift hips, straightening legs, downward facing dog. Inhale, breath, step left foot forward, low lunge. Right leg is still strong and straight. Let's go backwards again. Hands to the floor, tuck the right toes, straighten the right leg. Yes. There's the low lunge. It's a really strong, firm pose. Lower the right knee to the floor on the exhale. Now, inhale breath, lift torso, reach arms up, look up. Exhale breath, press your hands to the front of the mat, tuck your right toes and push back into downward facing dog. Inhale breath, plank pose. Exhale breath, knees, chest, chin down to the floor. Inhale breath, cobra pose. And exhale breath, downward facing dog. So there you have it, movement and breath, the essence of life itself. Moving into the flow of life now. Inhale breath, extend your right leg up to a down dog split. Exhale breath, swing leg forward, step forward, lower the left knee down to the floor. Inhale breath, reach your arms up, look up. Exhale breath, press your hands down, tuck your right toes, push back, downward facing dog. Inhale breath to plank pose. Exhale knees, then chest, chin down to the floor. Inhale to cobra pose. Exhale breath to downward facing dog. Inhale breath, extend left leg up, down dog split, three-legged down dog. Exhale breath, shift weight forward, squeeze knee through the chest. Now step the left foot forward, inhale breath. Lower the right knee to the floor, exhale breath. Lift torso, inhale breath, reach arms up. And exhale breath, press your hands to the front of the mat, step back, downward facing dog. Inhale breath, plank pose. Exhale, breath, knees, then chest and chin down to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra. And exhale, breath, make your way back to downward facing dog. One more time now. Inhale, breath, plank pose. Exhale, knees, then chest, chin down to the floor. Inhale to cobra pose. Exhale, breath, downward facing dog and hold. Steady five breaths. One. Two, establishing a steady rhythm for your practice now. Three. Four. And five. Listen quite carefully. Start to float the knees down to the floor, towards the floor. Don't let them touch the floor. Push your buttocks to your heels. Push your buttocks onto your heels. Get your buttocks close to the heels. Yes. Now lower your knees to the floor. Separate your knees apart. Point your toes. Child's pose. Lower chest, chin, down to the floor and hold. Releasing child's pose, preparing for dolphin pose. Inhale, breath, lift up to hands and knees. Lower forearms down to the floor, clasping hands, making a fist. Tuck toes. Inhale, breath, lift hips up. Firmly ground the forearms. Exhale, breath, push chest towards the thighs, keeping your buttocks lifted, letting head just hang, dolphin pose. And hold. One. Two, three, four, and five. Walk your feet backwards. Come to forearm plank. Lifting your gaze, making neck an extension of your spine. You can release your clasped fist. Turn your fingertips to point forward. And hold. Now consciously, slowly, lower your knees to the floor, float them down, point your toes, shift your weight slightly forward, lowering hips down to the floor. Now lift your chest slightly, lift your gaze up slightly, you're in Sphinx pose, holding Sphinx pose. If you feel open enough, you can start to straighten your arms, lifting your elbows to the floor by pressing your hands firmly down. And now release down to the floor. Turn your elbows out sideways, stack your hands and rest your forehead on your hands. Give yourself a little shimmy shake to the floor. And we get ready for standing poses. Hands underneath your shoulders. Tuck toes. Push your buttocks to your heels. Then lift hips, straighten legs, downward facing dog. Inhale, breath, step your right foot forward. This time lift your torso, reach arms up, high lunge. And hold your high lunge for five breaths. Four breaths, three, two, and one. Open to warrior two. Reach your right arm forward, your left arm back. Ground your left heel, bend the right knee forward and hold for five. Four, three, two, and one. Now reverse your warrior. Bring your left hand to your left hip first. Aim your left elbow back. Turn your right palm up. Inhale, breath, extend your right arm up and then back. Hold. Keep pushing your right hip forward though with your left hand. Yeah. Now take your left hand and slide it down the left thigh. The palm can face up as well. Inhale breath, lift the torso up, warrior two, arms are at shoulder height. Exhale breath, take the right elbow, press it onto the right knee and extend the left arm forward, the palm faces down. Extend the left arm up now, directly upwards. Inhale breath, exhale breath, press the right hand to the floor inside of the right foot and hold extended side angle B. So you want to establish a connection between the inside of the right knee and the outside of the right upper arm by pressing the right hand firmly down. If you have a block handy, then use a block. Press your hand onto the block. But the right hand has to press down. Now release the left hand to the floor. Release the left knee to the floor. Lift head, chest up, prayer to your heart center. Inhale breath. Keep the right knee bent forward. Exhale breath, twist your torso to your right hand side, pressing the left elbow to the right knee. Take a twisted lunge. Try and find steadiness. So sometimes I like to tuck the left toe for this pose. It just helps find a little more steadiness. Use your breath to find steadiness. You want to stack your prayer. Stack the prayer, the forearms are in a straight line. Press your right hand down onto the left hand in prayer, and that will help open your chest a little more to the right side. Yes. Release your twist. Press your hands to the floor, tuck your left toes, straighten the left leg. Inhale breath, step the left foot forward to join the right. Fold forward at the front of your mat. Bend knees deep, inhale breath, reach arms up, chair posture. Prayer to your heart center as you exhale. Now twist to your right again, pressing the left elbow to the right knee and hold. One, two. Oh, I've got a slight problem with Zoom. Three, four, and five. Turn through center. Inhale breath. Reach arms up. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale breath, step your left foot back, lunge, and exhale, push back, downward facing dog. Inhale breath, step left foot forward, lift torso, reach arms up. High lunge, hold your high lunge for five, four, three, two, and one. Prayer to heart. Inhale breath. Sorry, open arms, chest and hips, warrior two. Ground the right heel, bend the left knee forward, extend your left arm forward, right arm back at shoulder height, palms face down. Take your gaze to your left fingertips and hold. One, you're here for five breaths. Two, steady your breath. Three, four, and more, and five. Reverse your warrior. Press your right hand onto your right hip. Turn the left palm up. Now reach your left arm up and backwards. Push your right hand onto your right hip, pushing your left hip forward, making sure that your left knee is 90 degrees now. Release your right hand, slide it down the back of the right thigh, the palm faces up. Now your right hand should not be supporting your torso. Yes, your core should be supporting your torso. So you need to ground your feet quite firmly, switch your legs on to support the hips, and then use your abdominal and back muscles to support you in this pose. It's not easy. Inhale, breath, lift up, warrior two. Exhale, breath, press left elbow onto the left knee and extend the right arm forward. Extended side angle, the easy variation. Try and open the chest to the right. Reach the right arm up, directly up. Press the left hand flat to the floor inside of the left leg, bending the left knee forward. Extended side angle B and hold. One, two, three, four, and five. Release the right hand to the floor. Release the right knee to the floor. On an exhale breath, lift head, chest up. Prayer to your heart center. You're going to take a twist to your left hand side. Right elbow pressing to the left knee and hold. Release hands to the floor. Tuck the right toes, straighten the right leg. Low lunge. Inhale, breath, step right foot forward to the front of the mat. Fold forward as you exhale. Now bend knees for chair posture. Inhale, breath. Reach arms up. Make sure your knees are perfectly level. Exhale, breath, pray to the heart, and you're going to twist your chair to the left-hand side, right elbow, pressing to the left knee and hold. Stacking the prayer, pressing the left hand firmly onto the right hand, grounding the right elbow to the left knee, lifting the chest upwards towards your thumbs. There's no collapsing in this pose. Yeah, it's really strong. Use your breath, use your core, release. Inhale, breath, turn to center, reach arms up. Fold forward as you exhale. Inhale, breath, step left foot back, lunge. Exhale, step right foot back, push back, downward facing dog. Inhale, breath to plank pose. Exhale, breath, float your knees down to the floor. All right, extend your right arm forward and your left leg back. Tiger stretch. Your right bicep should be almost touching your right ear. Lift it a little higher. Now, maybe you want to tuck the right toes to help you balance. Bend the left knee, reach back with the right hand, take hold of the left ankle. Keep your gaze forward and kick quite firmly into the right hand with the left foot. This is half bow. And hold. Release, extend leg and arm, inhale breath. And exhale breath. Lower knee and hand to the floor to repeat to the other side. Inhale, breath, extend left arm forward, right leg back. The right leg is long, strong, at least at the height of the right hip. Left arm is at least at the height of the left ear. Bend the right knee, reach back, take hold of the right ankle with the left hand, half bow, and kick quite firmly into the hand with the foot. Keep your gaze forward. Release, extend, create a nice extension. Tiger stretch, inhale breath and exhale breath, release down. Tuck your toes. Float your knees about 5 centimeters away from the floor. Engaging your core, lift your gaze slightly. Take an inhale breath here. Exhale breath, keep your knees floated, push your buttocks towards your heels. Push your chest towards your knees. Now start to lift hips and straighten legs into downward facing dog. Inhale, bring your knees to the floor. You're on hands and knees again. You're going to take side plank, but it's a half side plank. So you're on hands and knees. Extend your right leg back. Roll onto your left hand, your left knee. Reach your right arm directly up, releasing the inside of the right foot to the floor. Half side plank. Float your right leg away from the floor up to the height of the right hip. You need to engage your core quite firmly. Engage your breath too. Now inhale, breath, right hand to the floor, right knee to the floor. Exhale, extend your left leg back. Inhale, breath, roll onto your right side, reach the left arm up. Half side plank and exhale here. Now float the left leg away from the floor. Balancing. One more breath in. As you exhale, release left hand, left knee to the floor and make your way to child's pose. Push your buttocks to your heels. Ease your chest between your thighs and release your forehead to the floor. Inhale, breath to hands and knees. Step back to plank pose. Exhale, breath, pushing your toes backwards, shift your weight forward. Bend elbows backwards, let elbows brush the side, and lower all the way down to the floor, knees, hips, and chest touch the floor at once. Locust posture, extend your arms backwards. Chin forehead to the floor. Point your toes backwards, legs switch on, they're strong. Now turn your palms to face up, press your belly down, inhale breath, lift head chest up, lift legs up too, locust posture and hold. You want to lift the tips of your shoulders just a little more so that your chest opens too. Press the legs together quite firmly because remember, a locust just has one abdomen. Lift the legs up a little, up to the height of the shoulders, holding steady. One more breath in and release down as you exhale. Right cheek to the mat. Give yourself a little shimmy shake on your belly. Repeating locust, this time take a variation, chin forehead to the floor. Try and clasp your hands behind your back, pressing palms together, making a fist. Press belly down. Inhale, breath. Lift head, chest, and legs up and hold. Exhale, one. Inhale. Exhale, two. Inhale. Exhale, three. Four. Steady now. And five, release down and relax to the floor, left cheek to the mat. Shimmy shake your body on the floor. Now it's floor bow, bending knees, chin forehead to the floor, reach back with your hands, take hold of your feet. Try and create a steady floor bow. So there's no rocking and rolling in this pose. Kicking into the hands and the feet, press belly down, inhale breath, lift as much of the body up as you can and hold steady for five breaths. Count them down. Five. Four, the inhales and the exhales are matched and balanced. Three. Two. And one, release down. Hands to the front of the mat. Stack the hands and rest your forehead on your hands. Shimmy shake. And then roll over onto your backs. Now bending your knees, Shuffle your heels to your buttocks, separate your feet a little apart, making sure your feet are parallel. Pressing into your feet, lift your hips away from the floor, lower back, middle back, and upper back lift away from the floor. Squeeze your shoulders a little underneath your chest, clasp your hands, and make a fist. Squeezing your shoulders underneath your chest, squeezing your arms underneath your torso, and extending your arms flat to the floor. Half upward bow. Hold. Now, release your clasped fist, bend your elbows, and wrap your hands around your hips. You want to be able to rest your hips on your hands. So, pressing into the feet, lift your hips a little higher until you can squeeze elbows underneath your torso and rest your hips on your hands, turning your fingers to face your buttocks. Extend your right leg upwards, inhale breath. Flexing into your right ankle and hold. Lift your right ankle directly over your right hip. So draw your right thigh towards your face. Point your right toes, inhale breath, and exhale breath, float your right leg long, straight and strong down to touch the floor. Right toes touch the floor, that's all. Inhale breath, lift your right leg upwards again. This time as you exhale, bend your right knee and press your right foot to join the left. Other side, inhale breath, extend your left leg up and hold, flexing into the left ankle. Your hands are still supporting your hips. So unless your hands are underneath the hips, you're going to struggle with this, yeah? Take an inhale breath, point your left toes. Now float your left leg long, strong, down towards the floor, straight and strong until your left toes touch the floor. Inhale breath, extend left leg up again. Bend the left knee as you exhale. Let left foot join the right. Lift to your tiptoes, inhale breath. Release your hands. And exhale breath, release down. Draw knees to the chest. Keep squeezing the right knee into the chest. Extend the left leg directly upwards. Inhale breath. Exhale breath. Float the left leg long, strong, all the way down to the floor and keep it there. Take the outside of your right knee with your left hand. Take an inhale breath. Exhale breath. Press your right knee to the floor on the left side of your body. You can wedge a block underneath your right knee if you need to. Now take your right arm, extend it directly out from your right shoulder, sideways, and look across your right shoulder to your right fingertips. And hold. If the back of your right shoulder blade is slightly lifted, then crawl your right fingertips away from you until your right shoulder blade starts to touch the floor. Now release your twist, roll onto your back, squeeze your right knee into the chest with your hands. Squeeze your left knee into the chest with your hands. Extend your right leg directly upwards. Keep squeezing your left knee into the chest. Use your core, your back is flat to the floor. Exhale breath, float your right leg consciously, slowly, down to the floor and let it rest there. Take your right hand to the outside of the left knee and then press your right knee to the floor, your left knee to the floor on the right side of your body. Extend your left arm outsidewards from your left shoulder and look left across your left shoulder to your left fingertips. Now, if your left shoulder is slightly lifted, crawl your left fingers away from you, until your left shoulder blade starts to release down towards and touch the floor. And now release your twist. Turn onto your back. Inhale, breath. Squeeze both knees into the chest again. Rock up to sit. Tabletop. You're going to draw knees to the chest. You're sitting. You can turn to face the front of your mat if that helps you. So it's an inverted tabletop, yeah? There are two types of tabletops. You're sitting on your buttocks. Your knees are drawn into your chest. Lean back into your hands. We're still working a little bit with the front of the body. Just neutralizing now. Separate feet hip width apart, chin to chest. Inhale, breath, lift hips up. Above the height of the knees, drop head back. Try and lift the chest upwards too, chin to chest. Inhale, breath. And exhale, breath. Lower your buttocks down to the floor. Allow knees to release out sidewards. Press the soles of your feet together. Sit on a block or cushion. If that helps you, tilt your chest forward. So if you're feeling pressure in your lower back, then sit on a block or cushion. Slide your feet forward slightly, making a diamond shape with your legs. Start to lean forward. Take hold of your feet. Start to draw your chest between your thighs. And then release the crown of your head towards the soles of your feet. Star posture and hold. Release, lift up. Draw both knees to the chest. Extend your left leg forward. Squeeze the right knee into the chest. Release right knee to the floor. Wedge a cushion underneath the right thigh if your right knee is floating somewhere in the middle of space. Square to the left leg, sit tall. And now fold over your left leg, crawling your hands forward either side of your left leg. If you can reach for the foot or the ankle and take a firm grip with the foot or the ankle, then take a bind and use the bind to ease your way into a deeper forward fold over your left leg and hold. Head of knee pose. Release, lift up. Twist your torso to your right hand side. Take your left hand, press it onto your right knee, and press your right fingertips or your right hand to the floor behind your back. Look across your right shoulder, directly backwards to the back of your room. Release your twist. You're going to keep twisting right. Draw the right knee into the chest. Take the right foot and press it to the floor outside of your left leg. Lean back into your right hand. Inhale, breath. Extend your left arm directly upwards. Look up. As you exhale, take a twist to your right hand side, either hooking your left elbow to the outside of your right knee or wrapping your right arm, your left arm around your right knee. Want to try and sit tall, so there's no collapsing into your lower back. Your belly isn't collapsed, your belly is lifted, your lower back lifted, your chest lifted too. Spine is long. Now create tension for your twist using the left arm to right knee connection to create tension for your twist. Release your twist. Extend your right leg forward. Shake both legs out. Squeeze left knee into the chest. Release left knee to the floor. Wedge a cushion underneath the left thigh if your left knee is somewhere in mid-space. Square to the right leg, inhale breath, and exhale fold over your right leg. Either crawl your hands forward either side of your right leg. Take a firm grip with your right ankle or right foot, and then use that grip, that bind, to fold deeper over your right leg. Release and lift up. Twist to your left hand side. Take your right hand to your left knee. Either press your left hand to the floor behind your left sit bone or use your left fingertips. Release and turn to the front. Draw the left knee into the chest, squeeze it in, sit tall, take left foot, press it to the floor outside of your right leg. Twisting again to the left-hand side. Inhale, breath, extend your right arm up, look up. As you twist left, press your left hand behind your sit bone and hook right elbow outside of the left knee and hold. Release your twist. Draw left knee into the chest. Extend left leg forward and shake your legs out. Extend your legs forward. Lie down, roll onto your belly. From there, tuck your toes. Push your seat to your heels. Lift hips, straighten legs, downward facing dog. Inhale, extend your right leg up and back to a down dog split. As you exhale, shift your weight forward, squeeze your knee to your chest. Now, release your right knee to the right wrist. Swing your right ankle to the left wrist. And then lower the left knee to the floor, pointing the left toes back. Start to crawl the fingers forward, lowering chest chin towards the floor, sleeping pigeon. And hold. You can take an easy version of sleeping pigeon with your forearms to the floor, supporting your torso. Or you can crawl your fingers forward, extending your arms forward with your forehead to the floor. Now start to shuffle your hands backwards. Bring your hands to the front of the mat. Press your hands to the front of the mat. Tuck your left toes. Straighten the left leg. Inhale, breath. Step your right foot back. Plank pose. And exhale, push back into downward facing dog. Other side, inhale. Swing your left leg up and back to a three-legged down dog split. As you exhale, shift your weight forward and squeeze the left knee into the chest. Lower the left knee to the left wrist. Wing the left ankle towards the right wrist. Lower the right knee to the floor. Point the right toes back and prepare for sleeping pigeon. Lower onto your forearms first. Ease the hips to the floor second. And then if you feel comfortable, crawl your fingers forward and lower chest and forehead to the floor third. Sleeping pigeon, hold. Release, press the hands to the front of the mat. Inhale, breath, lift up. Tuck the right toes, step back to plank, and exhale, push back, downward facing dog. Bring your knees to the floor. Actually, push back, downward facing dog. There's a better way to do this. Walk your feet up to your hands. Fold forward over your legs. Bend knees, tuck chin to chest. Start to roll up to stand. And then take your mat to a space up against the wall. Align the short edge of the mat to the wall and then lie on your back with your legs up against the wall. And we end the class up against the wall. With your legs up against the wall. Viparita Karani. Make sure your spine is flat to the wall. Make sure your spine is flat to the floor. Make sure your buttocks are up against the wall. Make sure that your legs are straight up against the wall with your ankles flexed. Bring your hands to your belly. Let your tips of your fingers touch. Just the tips of your fingers touch. Close your eyes. And become aware of your belly moving as you breathe. Now we begin a practice to activate your vagus nerve, which is a very important nerve which helps human beings relax. And generally speaking, most human beings have a very inactive vagus nerve. In other words, they're not relaxed. And by activating the vagus nerve, it will help you relax. All you have to do is inhale, pretend you're inhaling into the belly. As you inhale into the belly, feel your belly expanding, feel the tips of your fingers separating. As you exhale, start to push your belly in, push your belly in a little more and feel the tips of your fingers touching. Allow the tips of your fingers to touch, breathing very slowly, gently. Inhale into the belly, allow your belly to expand consciously. Tips of the fingers separate. As you exhale, start to push the belly in. Push it in a little more. Tips of the fingers touch. Let's do it again. Inhale, breath into the belly. Feel the belly expanding. Exhale, breath. Push the belly in. Tips of the fingers touch. This is number 3. Inhale, breath into belly. Belly expands. Exhale, breath, into belly, or out of belly, fingers touch. That's number 4. Inhale, breath, expand the belly. Exhale, breath, push the belly in. Number 5, we do 3 more times. Do it in your own time, just 3 more times. It's slow, conscious, gentle. This is your last inhale breath. Into the belly. And your last exhale breath out of the belly. Now release your practice. Draw knees to the chest. Roll to your right-hand side. And from there, sit up. Find a comfortable seat on your mat. Sit with your eyes closed. Sit comfortably. Become aware of your physical body. Scan your physical body. Your physical body is still and relaxed. Become aware of your breath. Breath is natural and easy and relaxed. Become aware of your mental state of being. Am I a little calmer? A little more open? A little more relaxed? Become aware of your whole being in your space. Extend your awareness outwards now to your being in your space, the world outside of you. Am I a little more at peace with myself? Am I a little more at peace with my world? Yogis, thank you so much for your effort this morning in this practice for a rainy day. I hope you enjoyed practice for a rainy day. Prayer to heart center. Bow head. Namaste.